David Kiley, editor-in-chief of AOL Autos. We can be found at www.aolautos.com.
David, one surprising thing that automakers are eliminating from cars. What would it be?
Well, we're finding that some car companies have been eliminating the spare tire. And in some cases, they are, it's not evident to the car buyer until one day they're out and they have a flat and they think, oh, I'll go change the spare. And they find that it's not there. For example, the first year of the Chevy Cruze, they had made the spare tire an option, and that escaped the notice of several buyers. And then there are cars that come equipped with what's known as run flat tires. And these are a fairly new item, sort of becoming more common in the last 6 or 7, 8 years. And they, if you get a puncture or something, they actually allow the driver to drive maybe up to 80 or 90 miles, before the tire is really going to be compromised. So it's happening as a matter of cost to the automakers. They're trying to reduce cost in the case of making the spare tire an option. And also it's part of a program to increase fuel economy. By itself, a spare tire, which might weigh between 20 and 25 pounds, and then a few more pounds for the jack, by itself doesn't really add too much to your fuel economy. But what the automakers are doing is they're combing the car for weight savings. If you remember Apollo 13 and the film and the scene where Gary Sinise is trying all these things to get just enough power to help the astronauts, that's kind of what the automakers are doing with weight. They're combing the car for any weight to eliminate, because the lighter the car, the better the fuel economy is going to be.
Yeah, but what about all these things in the dashboard, all these GPS and related things? They've got to weigh something, or I guess a spare tire weighs more than all of those combined.
Yeah, I mean, those things add bits of weight. You've got the actual nav system, let's say, in the dashboard, but most of what else is going to be added in are sensors and things like that that are fairly lightweight. I mean, one of the things that's added weight to vehicles has been safety structure. As the safety requirements and crash requirements have become more stringent over the last 10 or 12 years, automakers have been adding structural weight. And now what they're doing is they're doing a lot of experimentation with how light they can make that that added structure, going to lighter weight metals like aluminum and things like that. But it's crash safety is obviously very important, and so we don't want to skimp on the weight that gets dialed into that.
Alas, if they could only make the driver less heavy.
That's an interesting point. As we become heavier, if you gain 23 pounds from the last car you purchased and your new car doesn't come with a spare tire, it's a wash, right?
Well, there is the argument that is made that if you get rid of that spare tire, technology has really made it obsolete. You mentioned that that special tire where you can drive 80 miles after getting a puncture. But blowouts are rare, aren't they?
If you have run flats, yeah.
Yeah, run flats. But blowouts are pretty rare. I mean, I can't remember the last time I heard of somebody having a blowout.
Well, I will tell you something.
Until it happens to you.
I've
You're
had
kidding.
Two in the last year.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's because that the car that I own actually came with what are known as low-profile tires, which means there's a lot less rubber between the wheel and the road. And in Northeast snow states where we have freeze and thaw and very tight state budgets and municipal budgets, the roads are becoming awful, increasingly terrible with potholes.
Sure.
And these tires are particularly susceptible, I have found the hard way, of blowing out, and essentially the tire breaks. The sidewall gives way, and when the sidewall goes, you're really kind of screwed.
Wow.
there's not much you can do at that point. Even run flats, if the sidewall goes, you're stuck.
Now, let me ask you this: do you get out and change your own tire, since you're a manly man, I guess?
Well, I'll. In the two blowouts I've had, one yes and one no. And here's another reason why I think people may want to reconsider carrying around a spare tire. I was on Route 80 in Pennsylvania and had one of these pothole accidents, and the car was immediately disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled over on a very narrow shoulder and tried to change the tire. And it was really dangerous and really scary because the shoulder was very narrow. There was no room. There was hardly any room. And also, again, the road condition. The shoulder itself was crumbling asphalt. So when I tried to jack the car up, the jack just started to give way. And this is another issue people want to consider, is that, you know, a lot of times I think when we're in a position where we're trying to change a tire that we don't do normally, we could be putting ourselves in a dangerous spot. The other time I was in downtown Detroit and was able to pull over and sort of quickly change a tire. So whether or not you carry one depends a lot on, I think, who you are and where you're driving most of the time, because in both instances, I could pull out my cell phone and call AAA, you know, and between roadside assistance services that car companies offer and AAA memberships, which a lot of people seem to have, if you've got either one of those, you almost don't need the spare tire because the AAA and the highway folks come out really fast. I don't think I've ever waited more than 30 minutes for somebody to come out, and it will take you longer than that, most people, to change a tire.
But it's sort of like wearing, as they say, a belt and suspenders. I mean, but it makes you feel better just to know that you have that spare back there, even if you're not going to use it. You know,
clearly,
that it's back there.
Some people are belt and suspenders, old school folks that, you know, don't want to give up the spare. Although, I will say that in the case of run flats, these cars are often designed, if they've been spec'd out by the manufacturer to go with run flats,
Yeah. They
don't even have a wheel well in which to store it. So you would have to, you know, throw a spare tire, you know, keep it in your trunk or something like that.
Or on the roof.
Well, yeah, I mean, how many people want to do that? There was a Subaru at one point that it was awful. There was no place to put the spare, so they actually put it in the engine compartment.
Oh, my.
Up front. It was a very strange solution.
But although, you know what, I bet that people listening to this interview will say, gee, I never even thought to ask if I have a spare.
Well,
you know,
again,
if you get a new car.
There are instances where the cars are being offered as an option, and you know, I don't know how many new cars you've bought, but the transaction can be very pressurized.
Mm-hmm.
Salespeople aren't always the brightest bulbs in the light socket, and they could easily send you out the door with a car that does not have one, and you're just assuming, you know. So it's, you know, especially when buying a new car. A new car, who would have thought? But you need to ask your salesman when you're buying a new car, hey, does this have a spare?
And the Chevy Cruze, which debuted last year, offers a spare as a $100 option. Is that pretty much the going rate? And do you get one of those little donuts?
There is, you know, I should know whether you get a real spare or a donut, and I don't. I suspect, though, that it's a real spare. And again, companies that are going to offer it as an option, some of it's going to depend on how expensive those original equipment tires are. For example, to get a spare on a Cadillac CTS, which is a more of a luxury car and has much more expensive tire, the spare option there is $350.
Let me ask you this. Would you want your sweetheart to be driving in a car without a spare?
Well, I will say this, that
on a dark country road?
I don't think my wife would attempt to change a tire. She has a AAA card.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the last time she was driving out of cell range. So, but you know, changing a tire, I got to tell you, changing a tire for a lot of people is a pretty arduous task. I mean, sometimes the jacks are kind of complicated to use and aren't terribly intuitive. In the case, and if you've had a blowout and you're kind of stuck where the car is parked, that place that you stopped may not really lend itself to jacking the car up, a la my example of the asphalt on the shoulder where my car was stopped dead. It was crumbling, and there was a slope on it, so that as I tried to jack the car up, the jack just kind of was going out from under the car, and I thought, I'm done. I got to call the guy.
Yeah. Wow. Well, this has certainly been illuminating. Anything else you want to add about the spare tires and new cars?
I have to say, I know that, you know, money's tight and not everybody can afford it, and I'm not, you know, shilling for AAA, but for the annual membership that I think is around $45 or something like that, it's really the best insurance policy that I can think of, because the first time that you need to be towed, it's basically, there's a mileage limit, but that could easily, the first time you need to be towed could easily pay for 1 or 2 years of subscription to a AAA membership.
You're right about that.